So this one's going to be a little bit different. We're going
to welcome to another episode of Matt and Rob drink too much water.
I don't know entirely where we're going with this series. I'll tell you
where I'm going with it.
It's something that we're trying to test out. Right? Apparently, people like to hear some stories about me and him because we were in the military so long together. And some stories from back then. Some stuff we never actually or I've never discussed, I guess, publicly. And he brought up the dumbest thing we've ever done or not done.
No. The military draws some of, not just the military, the Army in particular.
Yeah.
And I think I'm allowed to say this because I served in the Army. And most of you that have served in the Army would probably agree. The Army draws some of the dumbest people that the U.S. has ever produced. Would you agree with that statement? Like some of the dumbest people. And maybe there's dumber out there. Maybe there's dumber people out there. Don't judge me immediately based off that statement because you're patriotic, okay? Hear me out first. Hear me out. And most of you that served will agree with that statement because I guarantee you, you have a soldier like the one that I'm about to describe.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm going to hold his name deep down inside because I don't feel like getting sued.
Okay.
But I will tell you that this is a real human being and he exists.
Okay, I just thought of something too.
Some of you that have followed me, all right, have heard stories about when I was in the Honor Guard. If you've heard some of my earlier podcasts and things like that, you know I started off in Washington, D.C., my military career in Washington, D.C., did funerals in Arlington National Cemetery. We were also responsible for bringing the soldiers home on Dover Air Force Base, the ones that had been killed in action, and numerous other things. We had the same GT requirements that SF had. You had to have a 110 GT score in order to get in this unit. You had to be smart. However, there's a difference between book smart and common sense. I present to you, I can't say his name.
Don't say his name. Just say the story.
Driving through, we were on a bus driving through Washington, D.C.
Oh, good.
Back in the day, taxis. People, if you remember taxis, they had, on taxi cabs, they had these things that go up over the top. And on them, they said, dial 911. And when the taxi driver would be in trouble, he would flick a light on. And the light said, dial 911. There's a cue for anybody behind him. Oh, shit, that cab driver's in trouble.
I didn't know this.
Sounds right, yeah? Like, if you saw that light on top of a cab that was lit up and it said, dial 911, you would probably dial 911 and say, even if you were stupid, you would dial and be like, I don't know why, 911, but this taxi has a light on that says, dial 911. Agreed?
Yeah, all right.
Probably an emergency. The soldier looks at me and he goes, hey, Sergeant Tardio, why the hell would anyone want to dial 911 to get a taxi?
Okay. All right.
But that wasn't the only thing that got him a no-talking profile. For those of you who don't know, in the military, you get profiles when you go to sick call, and they tell you what you can and can't do in duty. So when we'd have dumb soldiers, we would give them what we called no-talking profiles. Like, you were restricted from talking for the day. Because I don't want to smoke you anymore. Like, my mouth is tired from telling you to do lunges. You know what I'm saying? Driving through Arlington National Cemetery, same soldier. Different bus, same soldier. On Medal of Honor recipients that are buried in ANC, Arlington National Cemetery, Medal of Honor recipients have the Medal of Honor on their tombstone.
Okay.
Right? And we drive past this tombstone, and he sees it, and I see it, and he looks at me. I don't know why this guy was always next to me, and he goes, hey, Sergeant Tardio. I was like, oh, shit, here it comes. He goes, hey, man, you think other countries have war heroes or just us?
Okay.
That was his second non-talking profile.
I've never met this guy, but this is okay.
But he's a real human being, I promise you. And there's people that are probably following us that know who we are or that know who, like, you know what I'm saying? And they're going to comment and they're going to say his name, but it wasn't me.
Who, do you have another one from this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How do I not have more?
I got one. Do you remember the same guy? Well, you know exactly what I'm going to talk about. I don't have to say his name either.
The guy that fainted and passed out and then woke up and stood there and was like, am I late for patrol?
No, I don't know that one. What?
Yeah, I'll tell you that later.
No, I'm talking about the guy that got ran over by a skid steer and claimed that he had been blown up.
Blown up by an IED, or blown up by a mortar.
Yeah, blown up by a mortar.
Yeah, while moving coke cans. Yeah, that happened.
He was moving coke cans in Afghanistan because it was an airdrop that came in, and he was pretty much on just a detail. And he got ran over by the skid steer and it tore up the back of his leg. And he was too embarrassed to tell everybody at home what had actually happened.
Right.
And then this is also the same gentleman who lost his rifle in the woods. And I got a phone call like 2 a.m. They were Yeah. Did you know about this one?
No.
Yeah.
This was probably when I was in Ranger school or something.
They were doing EIB.
Yep. I was going for that.
They were doing EIB. This guy wanted to be high speed and go do it. So they have to do like a land nav thing there, you know, and you have to carry your rifle. I get a phone call at 2 a.m. saying that my soldier had left his rifle in the woods during training, and they couldn't find him. He had showed up, got all of his points, showed back up.
Crushed the points.
Crushed the points.
Probably because he was a little light, you know?
And the commanding officer asked him, hey, the LT said, asked him, where's your rifle? And I guess his face is what blank. And then it was hands across America to try to find this thing in pitch black at 2 in the morning.
I did not know that.
Yeah, happened. I did come back in to go find it with him, but
no, I wouldn't have you.
That actually happened. The son of a gun left his rifle at one of the points and laying against the tree.
You know what? I'm going to tell this story. I'm going to tell this story like I'm the soldier and you're my NCO. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Hey, Sergeant Turkley, you know Bill Clinton, he came from Arkansas.
I already know what I would say if it was me back then.
You know Bill Clinton from Arkansas? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know
about,
yeah. Do you know Bill Clinton used to deal drugs? No, man, I'm dead serious. Stop laughing. I'm dead serious. Bill Clinton used to deal drugs. Would you like to hear how it happened?
How do you know that?
Okay, check it out. Sergeant Turkley, don't judge me. Listen to what happened, okay? So one day, Bill Clinton, or there's this group of kids, they're walking down the railroad tracks, right? Up in the Mozark Mountains. They're walking down the railroad tracks, and they come across this big parking lot off to the side, and a bunch of SUVs done come around the corner, and they go and they pull in that parking lot, and they circle up, and they stop, and it was all those SUVs with, like, the tinted out windows and stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Yep. So they pull in that parking lot, and they stop. Bill Clinton gets out. I shit you not, man. Bill Clinton right there. They stop. Then another vehicle rolls in. Bill Clinton gets out. He sells those people drugs. Whoever came in that second vehicle sold them drugs. The kids freaked out. Bill Clinton's Secret Service heard him, heard those kids screaming. They killed every single one of them kids and drove away. Well, hey, man, that's a really interesting story. How did you hear about that if they killed all the kids? You know what, Sergeant Turkle? That is a really good question. I have no idea. But I'm telling you, it's the truth. Hey, Sergeant Turkle, you ever hear about this dude named Little Johnny with a toothpick?
No. Oh, no, no, kid, this can't be real. Is this real?
No, Sergeant Turkle, you ever hear about Little Johnny with toothpick? Little Johnny with toothpick, real man. All right. The reason we call him Little Johnny because we went so little after all. He was actually a pretty big guy, kind of ironic like that. But he carried one of them knives called a Texas toothpick. You ever heard of it? It's a big old knife, about yay big.
No.
Yeah, so we call him Little Johnny with a toothpick. One day, Little Johnny with a toothpick, he's out there walking through the Mozark Mountains, and a one-eyed jackrabbit jumped out and came right after him. Little Johnny with a toothpick pulled out his Texas toothpick, bam, stabbed that jackrabbit right in the eye. So if you're ever up in the Ozark Mountains and you see a one-eyed jackrabbit running around, you just know that's the one that Little Johnny with a toothpick stabbed right in the eye.
Oh, shit. This is a real conversation.
That's a real conversation. That's a real story from a real soldier in the United States Army.
I don't doubt it one bit at all. I really don't.
GT score above 110.
Yeah. Mine wasn't. I was a 109. I had to get actual waivers to go to school.
Bro, he was dead serious. He's dead serious, man. Dead serious.
God, that's great.
Yeah, you don't remember that? When we were over in Iraq, we were fixing to go out.
Was it the guy that was really slow?
Oh, yeah.
It was him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did heroin like every day before he joined the army.
I remember this guy. I remember this.
So we're getting ready to roll out one day. You know what I mean? Like we're down by the trucks.
Yeah.
We're down by the trucks getting ready to roll out on patrol. And I'm like, hey, where is Private Snuffy at?
I remember
like,
this.
Why is he not down here? Like, I got on his team and I'm like, bro, where the hell is Private Snuffy? Like, go get him. Like, 15 minutes later, his team leader comes back to me. He's like, Sergeant Tardio, I don't think Private Snuffy needs to go on patrol today. I'm like, why not? He's like, I went in, I woke him up, told him it was time to go. And he, like, stands up at parade rest as I'm, like, screaming at him, telling him to get his shit on. And before you know it, like, as he's standing there at parade rest, dude just, like, face plants right into the wall. He's like, but the craziest thing, dude stood up like right afterwards and looked at me and was like, so am I still good? I need to get my. He's like, bro, you just fainted and passed out and hit your head on the wall. He's like, Sergeant, I don't know what you're talking about. It definitely didn't do that. He's like, dude,
I remember this.
Face planted right into the wall.
Oh, shit, I remember this. Yeah, I do. Oh, I remember this. Oh, my God.
Real story.
Yeah, it's a, it's a true story. Oh, man. We didn't have him in Afghanistan, did we? No.
No. We had a better one.
We had another one of him, though.
We had James L. I'll call him James L. So we had at that place in Paktika, right?
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
I forget about these.
I need some more water.
Are you enjoying this? Are you enjoying this? Because if you're enjoying these people at home, if you guys are enjoying it, if you're guys watching YouTube, please leave a comment down below.
So we had, we're going to call him James L, right? And what's great is I could probably even drop his name because he's that cool of a dude. He doesn't give a shit. So anyways, James, he's up in the tower. And I remember like standing up there smoking cigarettes with him one day. And I'm like, dude, because we had that pump house.
Yeah, I remember the
right outside of that clot in Paktika. Mm-hmm. And it would sit there all day long and it would just be like, yeah, that's right. It was a, and it would just drive me up a wall. And I made a comment, jokingly, I was like, I swear to God, when we take contact today, I'm putting like as many rounds in that building as I can to shut that pump up. I swear to God, I'm going to do that. Sure as shit, things pop off. After the firefight ends, I don't hear the pump. But I remember, like, I look at that building, and there is
tore up.
There is a distinct line of holes, 7-6-2 holes, going right down the wall of that pump. Like, a distinct line of holes going right down the wall. And we ended up having to pay for a new one.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember, like, dude came up to the clot, and he's like, you guys shot my pump. And he's like, we didn't do it. The Taliban did it. And I was like, there's no way the Taliban. Dude, the holes are on our side of the building. Like, there's no way. Like, are you that stupid, bro?
So
and, like, what was funny was he took his punishment like that. He took his punishment for that like a champ. He was, like, he was off doing sandbags all day long and, like, whatever. And he's just like, yep, I made a mistake. Probably shouldn't have done that. I knew better. It was just a joke. I know I should have shot it. Like, I don't know if he was, like, expecting praise for that. You know what I mean?
It's a thing about, like, we're sitting up against that. Literally, like, the most, well, it's one of the worst areas that I've guessed in where we were at the time. It really was pretty bad. It was like
it was bad.
It was pretty bad. It was the Wild Wild West. This guy's like, you know what? I don't give a fuck about this water pump.
Just stitched it right down the side, man.
Fuck that water pump. It's making too much noise.
Don't need it. Fuck that water pump. Yep.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I'm just thinking about the dumb people in the military. Oh, my.
Or there was that guy. Or there was a time I had that dude. He, like, I end up getting this. So he ends up getting transferred to our battalion. I don't know how I remember this. This guy ends up getting, I don't even remember his name, but I remember he was a turd when they sent him to us because he had slept. And those of you that, again, if you're in the military, you know, don't sleep with the sergeant major of your battalion's daughter and get her pregnant. Right? Like, you should know not to do that. Right? Like,
oh, I did something too once.
Right? So he gets this chick pregnant. He gets this chick pregnant, then marries her. And what was bad was a sergeant major, like, starts smoking the balls off this dude when he found out. And so, like, they kick him out of the battalion and send him to us. And he was, dude, she couldn't have banged the worst, like, she couldn't have found a worse soldier in all of the 3rd ID if she tried. Like, this guy was a turd. Like, he, remember the guy that we were just talking about, like, that passed out and his head on the wall?
Yeah.
He was a lot like him. I'm pretty sure his drug history was a lot like him. And he had worse f**ks than you had when he came to the unit. Right? Like, he just did not give a
pretty low.
Like, the first day, I remember smoking the balls off this guy when he showed up because he was all ate up. He was doing something stupid. I didn't even know his history. I didn't know anything about him, but he reported he was, like, missing patches and, like he was just ate up, you know? And I was like, and you can smoke yourself. Like, congratulations. So this guy, second day, he ends up going to AWOL, right? He goes AWOL. And then he comes back, like, I don't know, like a month and a half later, and then he goes AWOL again, and then he comes back. Well, this dude actually, at, like, one point, had the balls to come in, and he's like, Sergeant Tardio, I wanted to sign up for, like, the Army Emergency Relief. It was AER, Army Emergency Relief. It's like it's a fund that soldiers give
money to.
To help out soldiers in need, right? Well, what happens when you go AWOL after 30 days, we submit paperwork to stop your pay. Because if you're not there and you're not working, you don't get paid for it. Make sense? You're not working, you're AWOL, you don't get paid. Most people would agree with that. The problem with the military is paperwork takes a while to catch up, right? So I submit paperwork, it goes up, it goes through battalion, it gets processed up, then it's got to go to the big financing department in the sky to cut your pay off, and then, like, then we got to submit paperwork that says Private Riri showed back up, and then your paper, like, your money gets turned back on, and then you get back pay from the date that's on the paperwork. we had to do this so many times. Finally, this guy shows back up to work and he's like, nope, I'm sticking out, man. I'm here. So he's back for like 2 or 3 months straight. And he comes to me and he's like asking for money for AER. And I'm like, why do you need money for AER, bro? Like, seriously, he's like, well, I was getting paid and then my pay stopped again. I'm like, you know why? Because you've gone AWOL and came back so many times that like finance doesn't know what to do anymore. Like the paperwork hasn't come back up yet. And he's like asking for money for the army to help him out because his dumb ass keeps going AWOL. I'm like, get out of here, dude. And then I start smoking him for that. And as I'm smoking him, he like gets in the lean and rest and he like starts coming down. And then like I can see he's got like this leather brown belt on going around his waist. And I was like, congratulations, you aren't even in uniform. Like, I hate you already. So I'm going to keep smoking you more. Like, hate him so much. Or as I'm like smoking this dude, right? Like, he gets pissed and he goes off. This is how big of a dick I used to be. If anybody's ever wondering, like, why my hashtag's, like, anger tab or whatever, like, I used to be a dick. So, this guy, right, like, because he was just, like, he ended up punching the wall after I yelled at him one time and told him to, like, eat a dick. He punched the wall outside the platoon CP. So, I was like, congratulations, every time you want to smoke a cigarette, you can walk your happy ass around the building. You no longer going to walk through the hall by the platoon CPs. Get the fuck out of here, you know? Start going off on him and tell him to, like, walk his happy ass around. Well, he actually files an EO complaint against me. Right. And so the EO NCO in the company comes to me and he's like, you singled this kid out, man. Like, I don't think you can do that. Like, please don't ever do that again. I'm like an E6, like a young E6. Right. I've got no business running a platoon, but I am. And this dude, like this like EO NCO is telling me that I singled this kid out. And I was like, you know what? I don't give a shit. He's like, if the platoon's walking through the hall, dude, you got to let him. I was like, great. Now the entire platoon can walk its happy ass all the way around there. You know what? They can run around the building from now on just because of this one guy. So I end up making everybody, like, nobody is ever allowed to use that hallway again. If I caught anybody in there, I would smoke him and, like, send him in the opposite direction just because of this one guy. Because f*** him, that's why.
Military. It's always good. I also done some dumb stuff in the military. I have one time. This is actually kind of a good one. I was kind of good at PT, and I was doing me things. You know,
he was okay.
I was like hot. I thought I was hot. And this is when Toby was, I forget his last name.
Oh, I love Toby. Kearney. Yeah, Kearney. Good dude.
So as the RLT. He was really good at PT and everything else. Really good. Good guy. And I don't know if you were there.
Oh, his sister.
Yeah, his sister.
Yeah, remember this. Yeah. Dude, his sister was hot too, man. She was hot.
Okay. I was young. I was young enough. It was probably Charles's age. Maybe a little younger than Charles. I was like 19, maybe 20. And
I forgot all about Toby's sister, man.
Yeah, I was 19, definitely. And so in our profession, I guess, there was no females. There was no females in our area. We never saw females, ever.
There was no females in the infantry.
Ever. Like, I never even, like, legitimately, when I was in the military, I maybe saw, like, 3 females my entire, like, I never saw females, ever.
Even when they were turning into a combined arms battalion?
I never saw females. Yeah. Ever. No. Never even saw them. So, one day, we're done with PT, and one goes running by, and she was hot. And I was like, I don't remember exactly what I said. I said, oh, fuck, she's hot. Or I said something like of that nature out loud.
Because she was hot.
Because she was. And this LT, big guy, big jack guy, turns around. I said, Turkle, what'd you just say? And I repeated it because I thought it was kind of funny. And I thought he was kind of a cool dude.
He was a cool dude.
He was cool.
he would have, if it was anybody else, he would have been like, yeah, bro, I'd have totally banged that chick over. And he knows why I said that.
I do know why you said that. And I'm not going to can't repeat that. But I forgot all about that. Going to find out, it was his sister. He didn't acknowledge her as she ran by. Don't know why. He didn't say, hey, what's up? How you doing? He just didn't give a shit. He goes, you know, that's my sister. You know, how about you meet me before lunch at 11 o'clock? I was like, thinking to myself, oh my God. Yep. I am so I didn't mean it. I was just kidding. He's like, no, meet me at 11. So I show up there. I have to sit around for 2.5 hours, nervous right. as hell. Like, what is this guy going to do? I don't know what this guy's going to do. I'm a private. I'm like literally an E2, an E1. I don't even know what I am. I'm a private. This guy's an LT. Oh God. What am I? I show up and he smoked the absolute. So by the way,
he not only smoked you.
I'm going to get there. Officers don't smoke enlisted. That's not their job. They don't do that. That's what the NCOs. He smokes me from my battalion to her battalion, which I have no how far.
It's across the street, dude. It's like 500 meters. From where we were at, it's like 400 or 500 meters.
It felt like f***ing forever. It really did. I get there. He makes me stand in front of her. I guess they f***ing had chatted and that they knew I was going to come over. So I'm dripping sweat by this point because he had me doing fucking lunges and iron mics and fucking crazy stuff, getting all the way over there. So I'm sweating drips and breathing hard. I get in front of her. He goes, all right, you want to tell her what you said this morning? I said, no, sir. No, I'm fucking freaking out. I'm like, no, sir. I'm good. He's like, are you sure? Because you're standing right here. And then she starts chiming in on it too. I'm like, fuck me. Are you kidding me? Thinking to myself, son of a bitch. She's like, I want to know what you said. I said, well, I said you were good looking. And he goes, do you want to date my sister? And then she goes, do you want to take me out on a date? I'm like, no, ma'am. No, I don't want to take you out on a date. And he goes, so now you don't think she's pretty? And she's like, now you don't think I'm pretty? I'm like, no, that's not what I think. I think you're really pretty. Holy shit. What am I like thinking about the fuck? What have I got myself into? I don't even know what to do. They're sitting there playing this fucking back and forth game. She's like, I'll let you take me out. You can take me out this weekend. We can go downtown. I'm like, no, it's fine. I won't say it ever again. I'm really sorry. He's like, are you sure? She's standing right here. Are you sure you don't want to take her out on a date? I'm like, no, sir. I'm good. I promise. I'm fine. I just want to go eat lunch. I'll go back to, I'll go back that way. You guys can go your way. They finally had their fucking laugh and they let me go. And that was my time. It just happened to be. It was his fucking sister.
Did I ever tell you about my E5 board?
Do you know about my E5 board? You remember that?
No, but I'm about to tell you about my E5 board.
Remember I got kicked out of mine?
No, but you got to hear mine first.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I brought it up first. All right, my E5 board. You ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited.
All right. So for those of you not in the military, when you first walk into the board, prior to even walking in, like you're in your dress uniform, you're looking nice and spiffy. And it's a very formal thing. You have a panel of people sitting in front. You have the battalion sergeant major for E5. You have the battalion sergeant major. And then either first sergeants or platoon sergeants that are sitting there. And they drill you with questions. And they make you recite a bunch of bullshit. And they just try to make sure that you can handle pressure and that you can make a good NCO. Right? So first thing I do, I knock on the door. Three firm knocks.
Yep, I remember that.
Wait for it. They tell me to enter. I walk in, I stand there. When you walk in, you're supposed to present yourself to the president of the board.
Yeah.
So I walk in, and what you're supposed to say is specialist or sergeant so-and-so reports or reporting to the president of the board.
Okay, yeah, I remember this.
You gotta do facing movements. Yeah, you got to walk over, like walk directly, stop, face, salute, so-and-so reporting to the president of the board. My last name happens to be Tardio.
Okay.
I also happen to be slightly dyslexic, if you haven't noticed when I'm reading, where I'll sometimes put one word in front of the other.
You never told me this. I'm excited.
It just so happens that reports in my name don't go in. And I did. So I walk in, I stop, and I like turn, and I salute, and I'm like, specialist retard. Specialist Tardio reporting to the president of the board.
I didn't know you did that.
I stand there holding my salute. I stand there holding like... nailed it. I stand there holding my salute, and eventually, like, they all start laughing, and the sergeant major, as he's saluting, like, salutes me back, and I drop my salute, and I'm standing there at attention, like, firm face as, just like, you're not going to break me, and they are all just busting up laughing on the other side of the table, and then the sergeant major just stops. He's like, you think that's funny? And I was like, no, sergeant major, and he's like, no, seriously, how much did you get paid to come in here and do that? He's like, you want to laugh? Go ahead and laugh. That's funny. He's like, but how? Why would you ever do that? I was like, Sergeant Major, I seriously did not mean to do that. I swear, like, did not mean. He's like, I'll tell you what. Tell you what, specialist. After he, like, drills me and I, like, hold my ground. Like, I am just stupid. I did not mean to do that. And I hold my ground. He's like, if you could recite to me the Infantryman's Creed, the Soldier's Creed, and the NCO Creed, verbatim, word for word, you can sit down. I was such a tool. I nailed all three of them.
I don't doubt that.
And he was like, okay.
I don't know.
I guess you can sit down then.
The creeds are like this long, each one of them. And the only one that I don't remember any of them. Actually, I remember one PC NCO creed's all I remember.
I couldn't even tell you the Infantryman's Creed off the, other than I am the creed of battle. I couldn't even tell you.
So my board, which he was a part of, and he doesn't recall this apparently, I didn't make it through my first board. I was kind of an asshat. I really was. I didn't care.
Did I send you to that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't care. I was just good at my job, and I really hated a lot of the bullshit that came along with it, but I was really good at it, so I was really just kind of an ass. I don't know if I was an ass. I just didn't care. So when I was up in the sniper section, I went into the board, And we had longer hair for some reason. I don't really know why. We just
because I read the Army regulation. I know specifically what it says. So and I got in arguments with the Sergeant Major about that. I'm sorry, Sergeant Major, but
we did.
Regulations are regulations.
It was a regulation. So we literally pushed the regulations as far as we could. We'd have our hair as long as we possibly could. I go into this board, and I don't even get to the phase of reciting anything. I don't get anywhere. I literally get in there. I do my facing movements, and I stand there, and I salute, and he says, "Get the fuck out." Not even kidding. Did you not know this?
No.
You don't remember this?
I don't remember this at all.
I didn't even get any. I literally got there, did my thing, and he said, "Get the fuck out of my board." I said, "All right." And I turned around, and I walked the fuck out. Come to find out, which you're the one that told me this, that I was kicked out because my hair was too long. So, the next month, of course, I got put back in and got to do all that again.
Oh, that's right. You shaved your head.
I shaved my head.
Completely bald.
Big bald.
Yes.
I'm talking ass, baby, ass, smooth bald. And he remembered who I was, and he thought I was making a joke, and I had to explain myself that I wasn't. I was adhering to
exceeding
the standards.
Exceeding the
standards. I was exceeding the standards. Exceeding the haircut standards. So, yeah, I was that kind of a guy. I go in there with too long hair the month prior. Fuck it. I'm going to shave it all off and shave it with a Bic. And
that's no hair.
No hair.
I remember that now, yeah.
Yeah, that was me. I didn't even make it through. He said, "Get the fuck out of my board." All right, Sergeant Major, I'm going to go that way. I'm out.
Stand there and, like, march in a circle. Like,
yep. All right. I'm out of this son of a gun. I don't want to fuck with this.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys did enjoy this little piece over here. And if you guys enjoy these military-type videos of talking to random stuff, let me know in the comments down below. Other than that, I'm out of here and see you guys later.